Hello everyone, Joseph Dunphy here, and this is your weekly Grass 10 grazing management update on the Dairy Edge. Pasture Base Ireland figures for the week are: the average farm cover is 828 kilos of dry matter per hectare, and the growth rate has been 22 kilos of dry matter per hectare. The cover per livestock unit is 295 kilos of dry matter per livestock unit. Dry matter percentages are 16% recorded in Athenry, County Galway, 18% recorded in Oak Park, County Carlow, and 15% recorded in Moore Park, County Cork. Your predicted grass growth, rainfall, and soil temperatures for the coming week: the grass growth rates are increasing, with mid-30s predicted for the south and the east, and late 20s in the west and the north. Soil temperatures are rising too, up to 9 degrees expected as the day length increases. However, Met Éireann once again have issued a forecast with high levels of rainfall for the next 7 days, particularly for the south, with between 50 and 60 millimetres of rain expected in parts of the southwest, 40 millimetres of rain expected for parts of the east, and again 40 to 45 millimetres of rain expected for parts of the west. So weather continues to make management very, very difficult on Irish dairy farms. And as we've discussed already, unfortunately, the weather prediction for the next 7 days has considered more rain on the way. The national percentage grazed from Pasture Base Ireland for Monday the 1st of April is 60%. However, the range is massive, with 0% to 90% grazed on farms around the country. So huge variation. If we take two groups of farmers on today's podcast, number one, those that have grazed somewhere in around 70 to 80% and are keeping an eye on the second rotation at the minute, and two is those with less than 30% grazed. If you're in the first group, ideally, we will be needing to look at 900 to 1,000 kilos of dry matter per hectare on three paddocks at the minute. Okay, this is, you know, assuming predicted growth rates of between 30 and 40 kilos for the next 10 days, that for you to have between 1250 and 1300 on these in 10 days time. If you are not there in terms of having 900 to 1000 kilos of dry matter per hectare on these paddocks, it's vital that you match growth and demand as you're removing the last few heavy covers on the first rotation. It's vital to keep measuring and to use supplement to extend the rotation if necessary. We also want to avoid damage on the second rotation if at all possible, so be careful on your choice of paddocks over the coming week. If you're in that second group with less than 30% grazed, the key points are summarised in this week's Grass 10 newsletter in an infographic, but ideally we should invert the wedge and start grazing from the bottom up. So to graze medium covers to increase the percentage area grazed over the next 2 weeks. It's vital we use on-off grazing to minimise the damage, and every 3 hours of grass is important for the animal at this time of the year as we approach breeding. Simple figures show us that we're on a full silage and meal diet. 1 by 3 hour grazing, getting 7 kilos of dry matter in the diet, has the potential to lift milk yield from about 21 litres to about 24.5 litres, and lift protein from the norm at the minute, as we seem to see, at 3.16 to 3.46. So it is well worth doing on your farm. Don't react to a bad grazing. Okay, there's no way after such a spell for with animals in the sheds that graze outs are going to be perfect. So if they leave some grass after them, so be it. We'll get to it on the second rotation. To also help farmers deal with the current management issues, there was a national dairy webinar last Tuesday night titled Managing in Current Difficult Conditions. If you need help with current management, then I would recommend you listening to it. Donal Patton from Chagas Ballyhays spoke on current grazing management. James Dunn, dairy specialist, spoke on feed alternatives and feeding the cow correctly. And Michael Egan, Chagas researcher from Moore Park, discussed fertiliser for grazing and first cut silage. The recording will be available in the coming days on the Chagas public website. Talking with this week's featured farmer, Shane Seymour, who farms in Kearney, County Tipperary. Shane is farming on a dry farm. He has 92% of his herd calved. He has an average farm cover of 715 kilos of dry matter per hectare, and grass growth this week was 24 kilos of dry matter per hectare. Shane is one of the people in the first group that we were mentioning above. He has 90% of the farm grazed. He has about enough grass to get him to the 8th of April at the minute, but he has some good quality bales left to stretch the rotation if necessary. He's about 70 units of nitrogen in the form of slurry and chemical N applied. and he's applying 38 plus 7 protected urea plus sulfur at the minute. Cows are getting 3 kilos of meal in the parlour and 3 kilos of silage at the feed barrier too. He has 1300, 1150 and 1150 kilos of dry matter per hectare back on his first three paddocks grazed, and if the weather doesn't pick up, he's going to feed more supplement to manage the transition to the second rotation and to push it out by 4 or 5 days. Lastly this week, our spring management and clover events kicked off on Wednesday in Chagas Moor Park. Shane Seymour, our featured farmer this week, is going to be hosting one of these events. After the difficult spring, these walks are ideal to get back out on farm and talk about the issues that are currently on farm as we move through April. So the topics to be discussed are current grazing and fertiliser application in light of the difficult spring conditions, and also the establishment and management of white clover and fertiliser application strategies to maintain clover and pasture production. So have a quick look at the flyer in the Grass 10 newsletter for an event near you over the next 10 days. If you would like to hear more from the Grass 10 team, subscribe to the weekly Grass 10 newsletter, which is available on the Grass 10 page on the Chagas Public website, and the link to the newsletter is also available in the description of this podcast. This has been your Grass 10 update, and I'll talk to you all next week.